I'm back. How are you?
Fine.
You read that damn thing of Doug Kuiker's this morning?
No.
Oh, he wrote the most stupid piece I've ever read in my life. In the Houston Post about how hard the staff works. And when he was in St. Louis, he didn't know whether we were going to go to Washington or whether he knew whether he was going to come to the ranch. And Santa Busby, I can't imagine that the American people are the slightest bit interested in how much trouble Doug Kuiker has. God, I get annoyed with those pieces. I was going to brief at 11 as president and pull the press buses out of here at noon for Fredericksburg.
That's all right. Me?
I have nothing more to tell them. I didn't know whether there was anything else you wanted me to tell them before I briefed.
No, I don't think so. I talked to the Secretary of Commerce yesterday, and I'm reviewing some wires. I'm going to be at my desk.
Right.
Until I go to church.
All right, sir.
My sister's visiting me, Miss Burge Alexander, Fort Worth. Yeah, R.G.E. Alexander.
Yep, I know.
So he's just upset about it. He doesn't know where he's going.
Yeah, poor little fellow. I feel real sorry for him. Breaks my heart. The real crybaby that guy is in prison. I don't think they can do about it.
Does he do that all the time?
Oh, sure he does. He moans, gripes, bitches, moans. Time his whole life isn't laid out for him, and we don't wet nurse him and take him to the bathroom, and he starts crying the blues. He always does that, and he always will. I'm giving up on Doug, and Doug's an old friend of mine too. He's an old friend of Bill Moyers too. We both, I think everybody's giving up on Doug. I don't know what he's trying to prove in life.
Well, maybe you ought to never let him know you see his stuff.
I wouldn't mention his article to him for love nor money. Wouldn't even mention it to him. Wouldn't give him a satisfaction.
Who are his chums in the press corps?
Well, right now, he ain't got very many down here. Because most of it, we've got a lot of, more or less second stringers down with us right now. Well, except, no, Gorelsky's pretty close to him, Bob is. And, of course, Tom Wicker's a good friend of his. And Sid Davis. Of course, Sid's a pretty solid individual. Any problems with him? The only guy is Doug, and I don't know. As I say, I don't know what he's trying to prove in life. And, the story goes on, how hard the staff has to work and all that. I said to Busby, I just don't understand what that. Why anybody would even bother printing that junk?
Well, is anything wrong with working hard?
No, that's exactly the point. I mean, so he puts out an article and people are doing what they're paid to do. I mean, so what? I mean, you know. I don't understand that. And as I say, I wouldn't even give them the satisfaction when I know I've read the damn thing. The rest of the press, especially the part about the hospital, you're going out of the hospital, was handled very straight. No problem at all. In any of the papers I've seen this morning, Houston, San Antonio, Fort Worth, Austin, Dallas, they're all played perfectly straight and in good shape.
Okay.
All right, Mr. President. I'll see you this afternoon, sir.